This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. Invading your ear holes. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Fat boy is round, filling up again. He's never gonna lose a pound. Fat boy is round, filling up again. He's never gonna lose a pound.
Eating the day away. Eating the day away.
He eats a candy bar, he eats a mallow bar. He eats potato chips, puts them in onion dip. He drinks the drinks that contain a lot of sugar. He picks his nose and he even eats the boogers.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so we're about to call your husband, who, as you said, is a big fan of the show and podcasts every day. He can't listen live, which is key right now, because I bet he wouldn't take the call. Matter of fact, he'd already be calling you or on his way home from work.
Oh, no.
Saying, you give me, I already canceled the checks. Something. All right, you're going to call him and tell him, like I said before, I'm sure you've rehearsed this a zillion times in your head. I would just get to it fast. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't dance around it too much. I wouldn't say, hey, you remember how I was going to get those boobs? I would just say, I got to be honest with you about something, because every day the lies keep thickening up. I would go from there. And then I think when there's a certain feeling in the room, we'll know when to come on and let him know he's on the radio. Now, is he a big cusser? Like, do we need to watch the dump button a lot? Is he going to throw a bunch of MFs and GDs and things at us?
I don't think so. He knows we're on the air. And he's not like that anyway.
Okay. All right, here we go. We're going to dial the number. When he answers, it's just the two of you. And then, like I said, once the beans are spilled, we'll join you on the air, okay?
I'll be looking forward to that.
Okay. All right, here we go. Fat Boy's sausage fingers are dialing right now. We're going to make the call. I can't recall a more awkward situation. I'm sure that could probably be top tomorrow when you guys tell me what my pigskin punishment is going to be. For losing picks this week. All right. Fat Boys had to start over. I think that finger dialed three numbers at once. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, hon. It's me. You got a sec?
Yeah, sure, baby. Did you get my text?
I can't really remember. You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I think I forgot my bag at the house. I was going to ask you if you saw it, but it's cool. I'm not worried about it right now. What's up?
Okay, well, I'll look for it. I got to talk to you about something.
All right. Well, yeah, I got a couple minutes. What's going on?
Well, first off, it's nothing major, so just remember that on the top.
Okay. Is this how we're going to get a divorce?
oh, no. God, no. Nothing like that.
Well, okay, good. It can't be that bad then.
Well, I'm glad you're laughing. That's something you should keep doing.
Well, you know, we don't talk on the phone a lot. We text mostly, and we see each other at home, so it's kind of odd you're calling right now about something I don't have any clue about, baby. So.
Well, no, okay. Remember the surgery that's coming up, this thing I've been talking about doing?
Oh, yeah. I remember the boobie surgery. Love it.
Yeah. That's
Mama's getting some new jacks, baby. Mama's getting some new jacks, baby. Here comes the motorboat. Toot, toot.
Okay. That's what I'm calling you about.
What's wrong with you? Money not working. What's going on?
Oh no, that's not it. I got the money. Look, I've been talking about getting the surgery, but the thing is,
look. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to. You might be nervous about it, but I'm on board. I'm totally on board if you are.
Well, I
understand if you're nervous.
So sweet, you're a sweet guy, and I guess you could say I don't want to do it. I never wanted to do it, but this whole time it wasn't for me.
You're confusing me. What do you mean? I mean, I know it's not just for me. I mean, you got to be happy with him too.
No. I mean, it wasn't for me because I didn't want them. Jessica wants the surgery. This whole thing is for her.
What, Donna? What? I'm lost. I'm lost here. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, this whole time, Jessica wanted the surgery. She asked me for part of the money a while back because I told her for her birthday this year to think of something she really wanted, since she lives a good ways off, something that would really help her out. And I thought it would be like furniture or clothes or something like that. But she asked for half of the money to get new boobs with, and she wasn't comfortable asking you. So I said that I would get her the money and I would figure out how to get the money later. But what I figured out was for her to tell me everything about her appointment and all the info so I could pass it off, have the first-hand knowledge to get the money from you, and after she got the boobs, we would figure the rest of it out.
Are you serious? I mean, I don't even know what to say right now. Wow. This is like some damn Mission Impossible stuff right here.
Honey, that's not all.
How the hell could this not be all? Are you serious?
Well, we're on the radio right now.
Uh-oh. Are you saying what I think you're saying?
She's saying it.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tommy. Thomas.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, it's the Rise Guys. I guess you recognize that already. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
It's my Rise Guys. How we doing, guys?
Well, sir.
And girl.
There's Paige. There she is.
Paige
That's
is
right.
Too.
All right, so first off, this legit. It's not a phone scam.
No.
It's Tuesday, so that's the truth and consequences.
Tuesday after 7:30, you know what we're doing.
Cancel the motorboat, buddy.
Yeah.
Knock that thing.
By the way, I've never heard anybody call them Jacks before, but more on that later.
Flapjacks, baby.
What?
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. Well, then I get that. Okay.
Flapjacks. Well, that's a negative term.
Well, let's talk about this situation now. All these, the appointments and all the calls and stuff, your daughter has told her what to tell you because your daughter is the one that is getting the boobs.
Yeah, I mean, this kind of hit me with like a ton of bricks here. So, you know, I'm usually the cool dad, but I'm not saying no, but it's a little weird that, you know, buying my daughter some breast assists is kind of a little weird. So
you got a good disposition about it, man. I think I would have already hung up.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm being honest. This has got to just be the most awkward situation ever.
Yeah, because you're looking at it one way, and then it's
I know.
Uh-huh. No, it's your baby girl.
Yeah.
So, you know, we all want our kids to feel comfortable in their skin, I guess, but I still got to process this, you know?
I get
now
that.
I'm talking to the Rise guys.
I appreciate you not cussing.
Yeah.
Because she said she didn't know if you would or not. So I appreciate you not cussing. I hate dumping out on stuff, so I appreciate that. But
you're a gentleman.
I'm working on it. Thanks. I've been working on that.
Yeah,
I don't, you know, guys, I want to be supportive of my daughter, but I'm also, you know, thinking about guys looking at her and her new breasts. You know,
yes.
I don't know.
Toot, toot.
Donna, would you be in for if you got some too? I mean, kind of mother daughter special.
I said that somebody probably offers a BOGO.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I would. No, I'm very comfortable with who I am, what I am right now, and you've never complained before, so I'm guessing you're okay with everything. No, I don't think so.
I'm a little bit excited, and I just got to change gears here, so downshift.
Yeah,
and
you get her down hard.
Yep, downshift it is, I guess. So,
I've always said we have the best listeners in the world, but golly, dude, I was expecting GDMF, WH.
I'll give you some later if you want.
Wade Hampton, I don't know.
Waffle House.
This is something else. All right. Thomas, I would imagine that Donna's going to call you when we hang up with you. And I appreciate you handling this the way you handled it. It was more awkward for me than I think it was.
I'm still processing it, but Donna and I will speak more.
All right. Sounds good. Thomas, thanks for listening to the show, my friend.
Thank you, Rise Guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good morning.
Enjoy today's
podcast.
Goodbye,
sweetheart.
I don't know that he'll listen to today.
I don't know if he wants to hear that again.
What is he calling sweetheart?
Well, you know he's going to listen to hear the setup with her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. But Donna stuck to her guns, though. Like, she said, I never really wanted him. I'm fine with who I am. And then he's like, what if we get both of you get him? And she's like, no, I really don't want him.
He's willing to make a trade there. Like, you know, yeah, we'll get him for the daughter if you want some, too.
Yeah.
What if I get him?
Well, you know what? It went way better than I thought, Donna. So, congratulations. I guess it was a good move having it on the show. I even thought that was going to be the nail in the coffin, but that seemed to help out too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'll make it up to him when he comes home.
A little tossing.
Bring out the thigh highs tonight, right? Yeah.
Right.
All right, Donna. You give old Tommy a call right now, and we'll maybe check in here with you after Christmas or something. I don't know.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you all.
You got it. Have a good
morning. Appreciate
it. All right. Total opposite way I thought I'd go. I really did not expect that. That was real uplifting in a weird way.
Mornings with the Rise Guys. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Mattman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-haws.
Well, what woman said this about her marriage, quote, we're kind of that sappy couple. He's really a gentleman. So he's very thoughtful about all the little things. I'd love to have a complaint about him, but he's really perfect. Who are we talking about?
Melania.
Hillary.
No. None of the above.
Who would say, what are they, a famous couple together?
Yes. They tour together.
They tour together.
He's going out on a tour without her.
Lindsay Buckingham and Stevie Nicks.
No, I wish.
Who was it? Who is it?
Well, the answer is Trisha Yearwood is amazed that Garth Brooks gets up at 6 a.m. to make her coffee, even though he's not a coffee drinker. And she has no complaints about him because, like I read before, she says he's perfect.
He gets up at 6 a.m. to make her coffee, even though she's not a coffee drinker.
No, he's not a coffee drinker. Yeah. He makes it for her.
Where does he get all his energy? Because he's nonstop, man. He is like one of the most energetic live performers I've ever seen in my life.
Well, you've only seen him perform 2-hour clips.
Still.
Well.
I'm going to give you 14 times that tomorrow.
Yeah. You better. So this is all coming out because the couple will celebrate 13 years of marriage next month. And it looks like the secret to their happiness is brewed in one cup at a time, that he's serving it for her. So this is an interview in People if you want to read more.
The wife he left for her does not agree with that at all.
Meow. Yeah, he was not the perfect husband to her, perhaps.
No, maybe not. Wow. Or maybe she was bad news. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, when people grow apart, maybe they just didn't like each other after a while. But
Trisha,
when there's a Trisha plant growing between you.
Yeah, that's true. Like,
she gets to play football stadiums, you know, because she's married to Garth Brooks.
Wow.
Otherwise, she'd be playing casinos.
But she's got she has a nice little catalog of songs.
She does.
She's in love with the boy.
But she'd still be playing casinos if not for Garth Brooks playing football.
You can see her Harris. Stadium. You're right.
Yeah. So she does have
Harris Casino. That's yours.
Something new
Harris
coming
Casino.
Out. She recorded an album doing something different. Her favorite Frank Sinatra songs.
It'll oh, God.
Called, it'll be called Stop. Let's
do
be Frank.
Hank Sinatra.
Let's be Frank. And get this. It will only
be
available.
She's doing Frank Sinatra songs.
Everybody has to do that. I think even Lady Gaga went for the classics, too.
That was Tony Bennett. He's
yeah, but
still
I mean,
alive.
It's still classics. If they, if you want to sing, you kind of go for the crooning.
Yeah, but the country and what do you call Frank Sinatra's genre of music? It's big band?
Standards.
The standards?
Standards, yeah.
Standards. He's a singer.
We don't need that.
Well, it's hard to find.
There's a homeless too. Person out there that could use that studio time more than she could use it.
Let's Be Frank will be available.
Let him go take a nap for a couple hours.
December 20th, exclusively at Williams-Sonoma. So, come on
well,
now.
There you go.
That's where I shop.
Knows your like, audience.
I know, women. Yeah.
You can only get her Frank. You can only get Trisha Yearwood's Frank Sinatra tribute album at Williams-Sonoma.
We got to spend a lot for that cake decorating thing.
You can
you
only
so
get
bad.
Rise Guys P1 Pilsner at Pottery Barn.
Well,
I'm
now you're
kidding.
Talking. That's,
I'm just
that's like shopping porn for me.
I'm just kidding.
All right. Well, you know, if you want to feel better, fall in love if you can.
Oh, yeah?
Because there's a new study out that found that falling in love is great for you. Because not only will you have less anxiety,
okay.
lower blood pressure, a better immune system, and the ability to fight off infections, you will have a higher pain threshold and milder allergic reactions.
Yeah, you know, I mean, think about it. Like, could you imagine what life would have been like if you'd never experienced a breakup? Like, you just la 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 la.
People think it would be, oh, it'd be perfect, but no, it would not be. You need that in life.
Because sometimes it's seeing things for the first time, not to be black crows on you, but, you know, to see how it really is, to back away from the situation and then see how messed up your relationship really was
yeah.
is the best feeling in the world.
I mean, there's no joy without sorrow. There's no triumph without pain.
Yeah, but you may not see
She's it. In love with the boy.
Like, you know, if you won every football game, you wouldn't appreciate it. You have to lose some in order to appreciate. You have to lose in order to appreciate winning. Like with anything in life, you have to experience the bad in order to properly appreciate the good.
You're saying, Nine, that when I played football for Wade Hampton High School, that one win meant all the world because of all those losses.
Imagine how much more special it would have been if it was the last football game you ever played and it was the only one you won. It would have been the greatest moment of your high school life.
They
by
would have
far.
Carried me out on the you know, carried me out on their shoulders.
The whole yeah. team would have taken turns.
They'd all be in wheelchairs afterwards, but they would have tried.
The whole team would have had to take turns carrying each other off the field.
Uh-huh. Yep. Good game. Good game. Good
so,
game. Good game. Good
it's
game.
All chemical in your brain, that oxytocin mm-hmm. and dopamine, that when the surge of chemicals like the dopamine and the cuddle hormone, oxytocin, kind of induces those feelings of trust and less anxiety. So like if you eat chocolate, it kind of makes you feel the same way.
Yeah.
That's why people love chocolate and other things that if you don't have love, you're substituting that in your life.
So I'm diabetic. This doesn't apply to me. But like, Paige, you talk about almost getting sexual pleasure from chocolate. And yes, I bring everything back to sex before you say it.
Well, everybody already knows that if they listen.
But,
I
mean, do you get a after you have that sugar rush, do you just crash?
Not instantly. But I mean, when you're having it, you're like in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But, so it is like sex.
But it is.
With love, how much does sex come up in just the...
Every 3 days.
I mean, I know it's a part of it, but honestly, you spend more time eating dinner together and watching TV together than you do naked together.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
far, 100 times more
uh-huh.
eating food and watching TV and riding in a car together than you do having sex.
Right.
So
that's
the
true.
Same thing with,
it's
the,
universal.
With the dopamine where yeah. it's kind of like a natural painkiller. Mm-hmm. That's why you're not going to feel the pains of sex maybe.
Yeah.
Because you're in that moment. Or if you get addicted to exercising or running. No, I mean, serious runners get that kind of running high.
Oh, yeah.
Because of your body. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you get to that point. So.
Carbs do also.
Yeah, but then they feel real bad.
I like carbios.
That's
yeah.
that thing where we want that immediate reward even if we feel bad afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of like hookups you shouldn't have had in the past where as soon as it's, oh, man. Mm-mm. You know.
How many have you had? ones that if you look back now that were just like a one-night stand or even, you know, corner of a bar somewhere?
I don't remember all of them. I don't know.
Not
that many.
My man.
I was high for 17 years. Why?
There we go. Would you say it's more than five?
I'd say in the neighborhood of a dozen.
Yeah. Wow, golly bone.
Yeah, I'd say in the neighborhood
that were bad. Like, looking back now, it wasn't worth it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I was going to say mine were like at five.
Yeah, I'd say in the neighborhood of a dozen.
Damn.
Hmm.
Not that it wasn't good, but that just because it's good doesn't mean it's worth it.
No, that's true. It's the excitement and then the letdown.
Some of those were good. It still wasn't worth it,
Well, then
though.
I changed my number to 33.
It's like thinking that pizza's going to taste so good and feel so good, but it does a little bit, and then you're sick afterwards.
Yeah, or like the older I get, like when I drink, I get I get sleepy fast.
Yes.
I can't day drink. Cannot day drink.
That's my favorite kind now.
Day drinking?
Day drinking, yeah.
But do you nap and then wake up and have an evening, or do you go to bed at like 7 o'clock?
No, usually it just fades away and I'm fine.
I saw a meme the other day. It showed an old man in his bed with the covers tucked up to his neck, and he was like clenching the cover, and said, "Me as an adult past 8 p.m. I was like, damn it, that's the truth. I like to be in the bed covered up by 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Yeah. That's the thing. If it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, day drinking, I'm not going to get plastered.
No.
I mean, I guess I drink more responsibly. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't drink 14 shots of bourbon on a Friday night till 2 o'clock in the morning after I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning for work.
I don't
act like that anymore. So I just enjoy it, and I pace it out more, and
I did receive
get
a picture of you asleep at a bar, though, a couple weekends ago.
Yeah, I was just tired.
On the bar or just...
Sitting at the bar asleep, this son of a bitch was. The bartender Snapchatted me the picture. I wasn't going to say anything.
The dude who owns the bar was in the stool beside me asleep, was he not?
Why am I going to say that?
What's going on?
Dribble was sleeping right beside me.
Nine sitting there just with his arms crossed and his head on his shoulder, just sitting at a bar asleep.
Again, it was Friday night. They were closed. I was just sleepy.
Sometimes you gotta take a nap when you can get it.
I know it.
You gotta. I do it.
That was great.
Oh, boy.
That was funny. I love that
picture. That was such a great picture.
That's one of my favorite photos in the world.
It was so good.
Because we're both just sleeping, just like napping, sitting up.
Just taking a nap.
You gotta.
Mm-hmm.
Make you feel better.
I have to tomorrow night.
I know.
Doctor's orders.
And doctor's orders.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'll hold it down for 28 hours. Me and Rob will hold it down for 28 hours.
I appreciate that.
Because I didn't say anything about Paige and Fatboy holding it
down. Well, you know, I'm going to get cold and I'll have to go sleep somewhere.
Yeah.
Where it's warm, like in my car.
How can I pull 28 hours straight? I have no idea, but I can. Once a year, I'm
You didn't do it at all 2 years ago.
I missed. That was 3 years ago.
It gets to the
Well,
point.
Who's counting?
My surgery was 3 years ago. Saturday is the 3-year anniversary of my spine surgery. I got to celebrate somehow.
That's
yeah,
right.
You do.
Celebrate by staying up all 28 hours.
Here's something
then
you
I'll
can do.
I'll sleep till Saturday and celebrate some.
Yeah, me and you both.
Here's some stimulating entertainment.
Stimulate us, Paige.
Yes, A&E. The docuseries, The Clinton Affair, kicks off this Sunday. And Monica Lewinsky, she's heavily involved in the whole thing, and she has some details to talk about the infamous stain on her dress.
I figured people would eventually get over the Clinton Affair, but no, never. Never like will they get over the Clinton-Monica Lewinsky thing.
What secrets are left of that?
I know, I mean... Except him saying that he never had sex
no
with that woman.
No matter how you feel politically, imagine, like, let's say you and your wife had problems like 25 years ago, and then all of a sudden the woman who, you know, was the other woman in the situation now got another book out or another tell-all interview. It's like, all right. I mean, they had problems at the time. Maybe they fixed it. Maybe it's never been a relationship, and there's always been a beard situation. But regardless, they worked past it. Quit giving her a microphone, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about Paige.
But the public still has such a thirst for it, man.
Yeah. Because it gave everybody what they wanted with JFK and Marilyn.
I mean, John Boy and Billy still do bits about it once a week. Or those might be replays from 20 years ago.
Well,
I can't tell.
You can download it for 99 cents.
So I can cut to the chase if you don't want to get to the slutty part.
Well, you already know.
We know what happened with that. But
we know all the details, right down to certain things about what he looks like naked.
I know. And Monica also says...
Like a banana.
Yeah.
If
but again, we also know things about what Trump apparently looks like naked. I don't want to
like
know
a pickle.
I don't want to know what any old man looks like naked.
I'll show you. I'll take you to Mark's office right now.
Let me ponder that. What old man would I want to see naked? Probably you're right. None.
Would it be? None? Yeah. Really?
I don't don't know. I have to think about that.
But that's a great question. Who is the oldest man you'd like to see naked, Paige?
Sean Connery still.
Would it be Sean Connery?
Maybe out of curiosity.
Yeah.
I don't know, honestly.
Who's the oldest woman I would want to see naked?
All of them.
How old is old, though?
Betty White. There you go. Just for curiosity.
Give me the queen.
You want Queen Elizabeth?
Yeah, the Queen of England, yes. Right.
She's part of the lizard anyway.
Goodness.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Monica says that if she ever ran into Hillary Clinton, she would tell her, quote, "How very sorry I am." And she admitted to having suicidal thoughts in the early days of the scandal.
But, I believe that.
The look Hillary would give her, Monica would just not, like, would freeze,
what's the
not
point
like,
now?
Turn to stone.
I mean, I don't know. It's interesting to me how we villainize people, yet as time goes on, we, like Tanya Harding, that movie, that was about her.
It was. It was her story, not Nancy Kerrigan.
It was her story. Nancy Kerrigan's having to do like Comic-Cons to make money now. Meanwhile, Tanya Harding, who was it that played her? Damn, Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
They gave her that treatment too.
Yeah.
It ain't right. The good guy's a bad guy, the bad guy's a good guy.
Well, what do we like? We like scandal, we like trauma, we like bad stuff. We don't want to hear a good story. We don't want to, if we do a good story, we're going to turn damn Rudy into a hero.
Well, you're right. Like, you remember the old story in school when, like, the Boston Massacre, you know, you maybe never really knew the number, but you probably thought hundreds of people. But when you found out it was only, like, 12 or 13 people, you're like, well, that's not a massacre. What? 12 or 13 people died all at once. That's not a mess. Pretty damn bad massacre.
It is.
But we've been so, you know, softened to this stuff. What, 40 people have to die for us to really think it's a big deal. And I don't like it.
No, I agree with you on that. It's hell in a handbasket to sound old for a minute.
Yeah, it is.
Well, she mentioned
it's a longer burger.
The whole dress thing.
Yeah.
And she said that. She even elaborated that she went to dinner with friends that night and said, quote, "None of these people said to me, hey, you've got to go to the bathroom. You've got stuff all over your dress."
She went to dinner after and seen this. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We have more information to find out.
Well, aren't you usually hungry after?
Yeah, I have to have a snack. I like peaches.
So
she went to dinner. Now, we're talking about the stained dress.
Yeah.
That's all we'll allude to.
The blue dress,
right?
Which I'm, you know.
And what, she went to the bathroom and noticed it on herself, or what?
No, she said that nobody told her that.
Wow.
But, you know.
That's embarrassing. It's like having a booger in your nose and nobody telling you. You look in the mirror and you're like, oh, why didn't nobody tell me that?
The most famous stain in history.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
So how did she find it? She just saw herself in the mirror?
Well, I guess it was pointed out to her about that. And then when she had to testify about the stain on the dress, that was brought in as evidence. And she thought that maybe she said it was some kind of spinach dip or something that she'd spilt on it. So, I mean, you know.
Oh, I ain't going to say what I thought. Oh, man. I just know that as a man, as a former fat guy, I mean, I'm still fat, but a way fatter guy.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm not skinny, but I used to weigh 400 pounds. Yeah. I've lost 200 pounds. I'm doing good.
But if I looked down and thought I had some spinach dip on my shirt, I'm looking for a chip.
Yeah. But if it's like just the stain of spinach dip, you can't scrub the stain with a corn chip? Nah.
Yeah, you're right. I just lift it up to my top.
Yeah, I've done that before, too. Oh, God, no.
Wait a minute.
It's not spinach dip.
Spinach dip's wangy, Paige.
Yeah, so I heard something that she tried to donate the dress to the Smithsonian, but I'm not sure if they actually took it.
Wow.
Can you imagine if that's there, how disgusting that is?
Oh, yeah. That's awful.
I don't know if it's
so
there.
She kept it.
Yeah.
So she's not too bothered by this. Why would
you
keep
something?
That? Of course it is, but why would you keep it if you're so bothered by it? You'd burn it. Give it a Vikings funeral. Send it off on Lake Hartwell on fire. Smells like a paper mill down here, guys.
And the fact that she's in this whole docuseries, she was willing to be in it. You know, the rest. Who else would want to shine through that? Nobody.
Yeah. And you obviously some payment was received.
Well, because the rest of them, you know, I don't think Hillary wants to talk about it ever, and neither does Bill.
Like, wouldn't you change your last name? Like, if you were Paige Lewinsky.
Uh huh.
And yeah, I mean, you'd change your name, right?
Well, her name ain't far from that.
Well, that's true. Yeah. God, I never thought about that. Skosky.
Yeah. But no, I mean, if that's all I've been known for is the dress and the situation. And
I would never wear a blue dress ever again in my life.
Mm-hmm. Or you'd wear it every day and embrace that you're that
every
person.
Every office I ever went into would have four corners, no oval ones.
No oval offices. Wow.
And when people tell me that I'd drop something but never get it, I won't believe
it. Stay away from cigars.
Push my head under the desk.
Yeah.
I won't fall for that again 12 times.
Yeah, apparently she did donate it to the Smithsonian, and they own it.
They own it now? Okay.
I don't know if they display it, but they own it.
Wow. Huh. They use it as a welcome mat.
Yeah.
Because I was reading when she first tried to donate it that they didn't want to take it, but I guess maybe they have it. It is history.
She should have sold it to Upper Deck. They could have put it on cards.
A little pieces of it inserted into the cards. Yeah, that'd be something.
Sell it to people. I got a piece of Lewinsky. Yeah,
oh, I'll trade you my dress card for a cigar card.
Hey, but I've got one of the brand new Fat Boy crapped his pants cards. These are brand new out of the pack.
Those are hot items.
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys headlines.
Paige, you nailed it. That was great. Fantastic. When we come back, you already know what tomorrow's going to be. It's going to be the beginning of. We're going to tell you about some of the big surprises and prizes that we have planned for it. Talking about the Rise Guys 28-hour broadcast for Toys.
Four of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3
Planet Rocks.
Wait a second. No, I'm choking.
Oh, we're going to do it.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, tweeted, Snapchatted, all those things. We had a great time. Hopefully you did. Send thoughts and prayers out to Fat Boy and his wife who launders his pants. Hopefully he'll be, hopefully he's okay and joins us tomorrow morning.
Those pants might go in the fire with the trash.
Actually, you should donate him to the Smithsonian.
With the dress.
If they're taking in Lewinsky's dress, even Fat Boy's soiled britches.
I'm sure they'd want those.
Yeah, Fat Boy to leave early. He'll hopefully be back tomorrow because at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, we kick it off our 15th annual 28-hour show for Toys for Tots. I will be doing my live pigskin punishment. I spun the wheel of haircuts this morning.
Yes.
And it landed on losing my eyebrows, and I shall.
You shall.
Tomorrow.
I don't think you should.
I hope your forehead doesn't get cold out there with no eyebrows.
I could wear a headband.
You could.
And because I'm outside, that's okay.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Oh, my goodness.
I've got it all figured out.
Just wear your Russian hat and pull the flap down.
Oh, I'm bringing it. Okay. Well,
you're going to need it.
We'll call it Soviet. Soviet hat. Let's not say Russian.
The USSR.
There you go. Also tomorrow, a brand new Facebook fussin'. All of this live from the Bonser Corps Wellness Arena. Make plans to join us if you need the information about it or anything that's tied in with it. Just text TOYS to 72341.
It's TOYS. And if you text TOYS, you'll also see on that page that the Swamp Rabbits for their game tomorrow night are donating $2 from every ticket. Toys for Tots. So if you want to go to the game at 7 o'clock in the evening, kids love it, grown-ups love it. If you've never experienced live hockey, it is fun.
And attorney Rob Inario, who's sponsoring the whole deal, will be out there with us all 28 hours as well to answer legal advice question situations.
Yeah, we're going to have coffee for you if you donate. We're going to have some food for you if you donate.
We're going to have heat?
Hopefully.
Yes.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have some guests. We don't know who all yet. Expecting Wonder Boy, Stephen Thompson, to be out there for a little bit. If you never met him before, you'll have a chance tomorrow.
There are also some other UFC names being tossed about.
Yeah, hopefully Dan Henderson shows up because apparently he's going to be in town. We hope to see Hendo.
Well, H-bomb. I do know that we will be talking to at least one, but maybe two of the Impractical Jokers.
Yes.
By phone. But still.
We're going to talk to Murr.
We're going to talk to Murr and possibly one of the other ones.
Murr's the nice one.
Yes. Hopefully Sal, I'll say it. I'll jinx us. But hopefully it's at least Murr, but hopefully Murr and Sal.
Yeah, Joe's always too busy for us.
Well, he's got a wife and like 18 dogs.
He does. He's a busy
man. Several kids as well.
Paige, and you can't see on the phone when he does that weird thing where his belly looks gross.
Goes in and out. Goes in and out.
It's weird.
Very odd.
I don't know how he does that.
Paige, make me a promise.
I promise.
Will you rock him at work next?
I absolutely will rock him.
All right, Paige will rock
you
at work.
Their world and more.
All the way through 2 o'clock. Fat Boy may be here at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, hopefully. Actually, it's needed. All hands on deck.
Yeah,
he's got to be here.
Got to be here for that. He can wear a diaper.
Spread the word for us. It's the Rise Guys 28-hour broadcast for Toys for Tots for the kids of the upstate, presented by attorney Rob Inario, live from the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Spread the word on your social media. Help us out. Help us make Christmas huge for kids.
Absolutely. We're going to make it bigger and better than ever. And don't let that weather keep you away because if you're like, oh, it's raining a little bit or, oh, it's cold. If you don't come out, it'll be another year before you get a chance. So don't let the weather keep you away from this. It ain't like church where you can just go next Sunday if the weather's better.
Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for all your support all these years. Thanks for everything. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, ready to rock uncontrollably?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
A 93-minute rock block kicks off next on 93.3 The Planet. Rock.